Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is the I Am Well show, and this is your host, Annemieke van Eijteren from the Netherlands. You can find me and my website on crystallinetherapies.com. My lovely co-host, I'm getting feedback big time. Just one second. There we go. This is better. My lovely co-host, as always, is Rhonda Harrison. And her website is hummingbirdhealingoils.com. And I'd like everybody to please take a minute to think of all the people in Nepal. The earthquake was terrible, aftershocks and all that. So many people passed away, not just Nepali, but also from, you know, there was visitors there. Even celebrities, people from the United States were there. And a special for tonight is that Rhonda, who is very good in doing readings, will be doing readings tonight. But please donate towards the orphanage. My friend Kamala Shahi works there, and she asked especially for help because they are having huge problems now with the children. You can donate to PayPal with your bank account, with credit card, with PayPal to PayPal, to innersightmediumlifecoach@gmail.com. You can also donate directly, but that won't result in a reading here because we cannot see what you're doing. And the orphanage, their website is www.vfnvolunteer.org. And on there, you will find directly donation buttons that will benefit the children directly. So not over some big organization that pockets more than half of what you send. This goes directly to the orphanage, will be directly spent on behalf to benefit the kids. So that would be wonderful if you could do that. Thank you so much for all your donations. And then we are now going to Rhonda. I've known Rhonda like forever. oh, Rhonda, I know you like, 8 years or something. And
probably longer than that.
Oh, yeah. Somewhere between 8 and 10 years. Oh, my God, yes. And Rhonda has gone through a lot in her life. Probably that's the reason why she's a very good therapist. And Rhonda has a background in life that has taught her how to live as natural as possible, how to create oil, salves, balms, and whatnot. She's very knowledgeable in that area. So hummingbirdhealingoils.com is her website. Look her up. She's also a gifted healer, teacher, and guide, and she's very much into shamanism nowadays. So her life has been a demonstration of loving service already for decades. Her passion is to show others the way to health and well-being, knowing what it is to be sick. And she dreams of that special day when, as one, we all join in celebration of the divine infinite, expressed in these our precious spirits and physical bodies. Now, having spent many years in the company of shamanic healers, indigenous herbalists, and energy workers, Rhonda has created a line of therapeutic oils. She makes them herself, for her clients and retail customers. Hummingbird Healing Oils is her own brand and essential oils and remedies. So go to A Little Wild with wildcrafted natural oils. You know, she gets all the herbs out of the garden and out of the wild, and she makes them herself, infused with that most potent ingredient of all, love. And using aromatic oils, gems, and massage, and the ancient art and science of tarot, Rhonda will help you see all that is right and good in your life as she guides you on the wisest path towards an even brighter future. Now, if you want to call in live to the show, please dial from outside the United States first, 001, please, and then 347-838-9142. Press 1 after the message to be live with us on the air. You can also go to the I Am Well show website, the link for tonight's show, and there you will find the Skype button. Just press the button, and then after the message, also get the dial pad, and that you can find that at the top on the call. You just click call. There's a drop down menu. Click show dial pad and press number 1, please. Then we can also see you and get you live on the air with us. So that would be great. Rhonda, that was a whole long story.
Yes. Well, my life's a whole long story.
Oh, man. Don't get me started. I've seen you go through very deep valleys and climb up the mountain again.
Yeah, they've been deep and they've been broad and they've been high when I get to the top, and they go low when they hit the bottom. But, you know, like our heartbeat, you know, it goes up and down just like life does. And I always try to have the intuition, the foresight to see that, you know, it's not just me going through whatever I'm going through. There's hundreds of thousands of people probably going through the same difficulties, from having my back broken in this last fall and having to have my spine restructured, to my heart being operated on and a pacemaker put in. You know, I've learned how to stay one with the divine, you know, very carefully through the shamanistic work that I've done for the last quarter of century. And it's coming to fruition. You know, I got to be at a spa opening this weekend that literally engages and puts everything together from all indigenous cultures, from the chakras to, you know, the different godheads to the different divine feminine to, I mean, it was just beautiful in Manitou Springs over the weekend. And I got to meet Mayan elders and Uniwip elders and Ute elders, and saw them all in ceremony in regards to this great healing place that people have been envisioning for quite some time.
Mm-hmm. So these people were only there for the occasion. They're not usually there just because it was, you know, such a special day.
No, they're usually there. They have a spiritual advisory board where they have elders from the Mayans, the Uniwip, and the Ute, and other numerous indigenous cultures. And they are doing a huge healing process through this. And they're at the bottom of Pikes Peak in Colorado Springs, in Manitou Springs, in Colorado. And it's in a beautiful location. And it's where it's going to be a center for healing. They have a Tazma call there, which is a sweat lodge that's done the Mayan way. They have a meditation path. They have the oldest living tree in the United States on their property. And it's over 2,000 years old. And everyone comes there for the healing waters and for that healing tree. And this spa was given the permission of all these indigenous cultures that have come there to do healing in the geothermal pools for centuries, to have the rights to the water, to be able to have that type of beautiful healing open to all people throughout the world in all cultures.
That's amazing. I think that this is going on my bucket list.
Yeah, it's definitely a bucket list thing. It was kind of like
that
for me.
This is so, I mean, the details are with you, so I need but ask, and you can give them to me whenever I choose. Guys, if you ever want to go there, contact Rhonda on www.hummingbirdhealingoils.com. There is a contact there. You can where and how you can reach her. If you want to go there, ask Rhonda, okay? She knows where it is and how it works. And I think it would be completely amazing to go there. The way you described, I'm like, wow, you know, I need to experience that.
Well,
even
yeah.
if just once.
Well, even experiencing it, I mean, it was very mind-boggling to me because I know a lot of these elders, but to see them in ceremony and see them dedicated for 72 hours straight of doing nothing but ceremony and, you know, and really stretching themselves and doing a lot of oral tradition that isn't spoke of much, to which is why I've started doing this Searcher's Roadmap, which is also on Blog Talk and on the RBR, and the Roadmap for Seekers, is because I've gotten inundated with all these shamans who are now ready to share, like they've spoken of over the years on around the Rainbow Bridge, and even the Mayans had spoke of that there would be a time that we would all start sharing our medicine and quit being separated. You know, it's kind of like looking at it as a big jewel. You can't negate any part of the facets of that jewel, or you negate the whole thing.
And the time is now.
And the time is now. It is definitely now. You know.
Yeah.
And
many people are still looking to the future, like, when is this going to be? Oh, you know, that's somewhere in the future. No, people, the time for the sharing is now. And many elders of many tribes are already telling the younger ones, quit fighting. The time to share with other people other than the Native American Indians is now. So embrace people who are white and yellow and black, and include them, not necessarily in the deepest of your heart where you do the most sacred ceremonies, but start letting them in and letting them know that this is also for them, because their knowledge will probably heal the world.
Exactly.
Yes.
And it will, with their intentions that they put out there. I mean, the woman who developed this sacred healing space also developed a beautiful program called Aqualuz, to which she had people put crystals in waterways throughout the world. Excuse me.
And, to cleanse them?
Yes, to cleanse the waterways, as Tesla had talked about, with the vibration of the different stones for the different areas. Just a second. I'm going to have to get a drink of water. I'll be right back.
No problem. No problem.
So you can carry on, Miss Animita.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So putting crystals in water, and the crystals relate to certain parts of where the river is flowing, the place on Earth, the vibration that is there, the ley lines that may be there, because you just don't drop gems in a river, right? You put them at a certain place where it is important that they're there, should have great impact on the clarity and the cleansing of the river, the energy in the river. It should have a lot of impact. Now, I think it would be very interesting if you would ask Rhonda. So again, if you would like to contact that center, if you have a stream that you would like to do some ceremony for, even if you do not know how to, but you would like to know what gems and at what place you are supposed to put them and how to put them, they can help you. They can tell you this, because every effort made is good. It's contributing to the well-being of Mother Earth, the well-being of the whole world on which we all live, and we all need to step up, make an effort. Even if you don't know much, everybody can go and buy gemstones that are fitting for the water body that you want to put them in. You can get the info at that center, what to put where and how, and then just, you know, do that. And I think it will be an amazing experience for you to do it. I know for sure that I will be contacting that center, because I have a small river here very close by, and it could absolutely need a little push, a positive push. And it is so easy to buy a few gemstones. They're usually not so expensive, the crystals and you know, and whatnot. You don't want to throw diamonds in there, okay? It's not about that, but it's usually the crystals that are used for healing, and those are really affordable for everybody. You needn't throw 100 gemstones in there, but do what you can. Ask what the most important stone is if you can only afford one, okay?
Can I share a little experience that I had with putting stones in the water? Is that my girlfriend had had a place up in the mountains in Colorado Springs that had been had a dry well for 4 years. Nothing had changed it. And in the flood of the year of 2012, her and I went up, did ceremony, did a lot of gratitude ceremony and energy moving as far as blocking the well, and put an amethyst in the well.
Mm-hmm.
And by September of 2012, this was in early September, 2013, I guess. In 4 months from the time that we did the sacred ceremony, her and I, and using a lot of vibrational instruments and that type of stuff, she had more water than she knew what to do with, to the point that the flood rode. And then we were just up here this last weekend, and the pipes blew, and the whole house was flooded. So
oh my
she's
God.
Getting her whole house rebuilt to her specifications, to her liking. And it's just amazing how the power of prayer, because the important part of putting these stones in the water is to have your prayer and intention for the Mother Earth to be in it. Sit with that stone, hold that stone, love that stone. You know, ask for its most immaculate healing for whatever it is that you want. Nothing is too big and nothing's too small. And, you know, if you stop and think about what is the best things that could happen, even as big as we can make it in our minds, it's still not as big as it can be. And that's why it's important to have, you know, a number of people agreeing on this, and that's what they're doing with Aqualunes, and they'll be doing it again on the fall equinox. It's a very powerful celebration that we do worldwide. Sorry, I don't know what's going on. I think it's all that pollen.
No problem. So the Aqualunes will help you with information because it differs where you are in the world, what kind of water body, where it is positioned, how it is streaming, and, you know, the ley lines and whatnot, the energy lines on Mother Earth will all define what kind of a stone would be needed. Now, as Rhonda just explained, the well was only one stone. It was an amethyst. Now, amethyst is cheap. You can buy it everywhere. I'm not saying you have to buy a stone that is a yard high. I wouldn't do that, but just hand one that fits in your hand. It needn't be a raw stone, not polished or whatever, and you hold it and you infuse it with the prayers and the gratitude and the wish that you have. Now, as just explained, that lady got more water than she could handle and even got flooded in her house, and you would think that that is something bad, but on the other end, I see it, as it was just explained, as a blessing, because the woman got to redo the house completely to her wishes, and in any other way, that would probably not have been possible. So the flooding was a blessing in some way. You know, first you think, oh my God, and then you are like, oh yeah, I get to redo everything. That's wonderful.
And the insurance gets to pay for it.
Yeah, that's the good part.
Exactly. And, you know, it was funny when her road washed out, she was going to hurry up and get the fence put back up and do the roads. And I said, no. Just wait until the National Forest people come and talk to you. Because you're bordering National Forest land and they have to have an entrance into this land. They will fix it. And she's like, no, they won't. I said, yeah, they will. Just wait. She waited about, I don't know, 2-3 months, and her other friend that lived down the road was like, oh, come on, we got to hurry up and do this. And they waited, and sure enough, they came in and rebuilt the road and refixed the culverts, and they found that they hadn't been taken care of properly and that it was at their fault and their expense that they had to be rebuilt. And now, again, she's got water on Cheyenne Mountain. All the houses below her still have no water. and the water really? Is running high. And so I told her, I said, just tell them all to get a rock and pray with it for a month and throw it in their well and see what happens.
Yeah.
You know, because, you know, anything's possible. I mean, the divine doesn't want us to go thirsty or go without baths or without, you know, our needs met. And we just need to really put it out there as and be very specific as to what it is we want and how we want it and how we see it. And as long as it aligns with the divine, it's going to happen. And it may be bigger than you expect, you know, just like a flood. You know, it's scary.
I can absolutely share a little of what I have recently experienced. I 5 years ago, I had a vision because I asked universe or God or whatever you want to call it. I asked, okay, you guys, I got all these gifts, I got all this wisdom, and I don't know what the hell you want from me, what you want me to do. I have no clue. Why don't you show me? I'm quite visual. Please show me images so that I know and understand what you guys really want from me. So they showed me 5 visions, and altogether that came down on a wellness and healing center in the holistic area. So everything done with modalities, no doctors, no nothing. And it was not just me. It were a lot of therapists and healers and practitioners all living together in a sort of community. There was also a building with a restaurant where everybody was fed, and were also on top were rooms for the guests who would come. And it was sort of an eco-village type idea as well, with water power generators, with wind turbines, with solar panels, growing own food, you name it, the whole lot. All the food was coming fresh from the own gardens and from the own stables. So that was amazing. And I was like, And there was, of course, as usual, not a little shield coming with it saying where it was, which pretty much pissed me off. And I was like, guys, really? The world is so big, but the flowers that I saw and the plants that I saw were subtropical. So, and subtropical on the northern hemisphere, not on the southern. And there is, of course, a whole lot of earth that, you know, that this cannot be. There is a lot of sea, there is a lot of desert, there is a lot of rock and mountain and whatnot. And that was not it, because it was lush, green, big flowers like you see in the subtropics. And guess what happened? Just months ago, I joined couchsurfing.com. Couchsurfing, this is sort of a community worldwide. You just join and offer a space to sleep that can be on a couch, but it can also be a bed. But the couch is really already enough for people who want to travel and don't have much money. And you meet lovely people like that. Now, my first guest was from Germany, speaking German, English, and Spanish, and speaking about, you know, about his country. And he showed me pictures and blah, 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 because his father is from Spain and he's been there a lot. And he said, well, what you describe could very well be in Spain, because that is, you know, in the middle of Spain, and the Costa Blanca, you have what you just described. And I started looking, and I saw pictures, and I recognized what I saw, the vegetation, the area, and all that. I showed those pictures to Eric Bro, who lives in the northeastern part of the United States, almost in Canada. And he said, wow, that is energetic, that is healing, that is the portals, that is, it's almost like in Mesa in Arizona. The next guest I get is from Valencia on the Costa Blanca. Guy has never been out of town, comes to me, and the first one is also a manager of a big corporation. So he offered to help me with phone calls with, you know, municipality and government stuff and whatnot if I would move there, because I wanted to go there. The second one lives there and is an accountant, knows everything about law and corporations and stuff, paperwork, and about mortgages. So he offered to help me in that one. And the next, I just, you know, I go looking for a very cheap stay so that I can go scouting around, because you just don't pack up and go. You want to explore first what the area is, what your options are, what you can get. And my host seems to be a 22-year-old university student who is majoring in English. So I have my first interpreter. And I'm going to be there at the end of May, the beginning of June. I'm going to be there for 8 days. And people that I will be needing in the future are on my path. Now, what does that young man say? Because you have to live and whatever and whatnot. He says, yes, they also need English teachers here. Preferably people who do not speak Spanish, are from the European Union for, you know, for being allowed to work here. And they train you, and the only thing that they want back for the training, but because the training itself is free, that you work for them for a whole year, and you get paid well through their organization. And I had already planned that on the center, you know, there's always a time of week or a time of day or whatever, that it is not going so fast, that we would do English classes. Now, it all comes together. All the puzzle pieces fall in place, just as I had asked for. It just took 5 years because I was probably not in the right mindset or whatever. And this is what happened. So if you just open up to all the possibilities and you do not limit by saying, yes, but it has to come from here or it has to come from there. Just, you know, it can come from anywhere and doesn't really matter. You will get what you want in a way that you least expect it, but it will be so much fun. It will be so amazing. And, you know, that is what I'm going to do end of this month. It's going to be fun. So I hear here that there is a break coming up. And I am wondering if we already have a new break, because our usual commercial break was, you know, being redone. Rhonda, is there already a new one?
No, it's just we just do music in the interim right now, just until we have the ads ready.
Oh, okay, though.
This week or first part of next.
Okay, so we're just going to play.
If you want to do a break or not, if you don't want to, we don't have to. We can just go straight through. I did bring out my Kuan Yin oracle, the mother of compassion.
Okay.
Which I thought was kind of fitting since we were doing stuff with Nepal. And
you know what we can do? We can just play a little music, just a few minutes, so that people can actually phone in if they want to, give them time to phone in.
Yeah.
And then in that time we can just people can have a drink or whatever, and us too, we can catch our breath a little bit. And then after the break, it's just going to be 2-3 minutes, guys, okay? Not more. Keep that in mind. It's just one little song. And after that we will be back. If you want to call in, please 347-838-9142, press 1 after the message, United States, so 001. If you don't want to call in but you want to use Skype, you're welcome to go to the I Am Well page of this show. Please click on the Skype button and all the rest will show itself. When you're on Skype, click on the word call on the left upper corner, choose dial pad and press 1 after the message as well, so we can actually see you, pick you up, and bring you live on the show with your question. And Rhonda will be working with you. So, Rhonda,
also,
I think...
And also,
yes?
They can text in their questions if they want in the chat room for the I Am Well show.
Yes.
On the network. So they can text them in that way, too, if they would like, if they don't have a phone near them that they can reach.
Yes, and also if you are on either Rhonda's page or my page or maybe on both, you can also type it in our chat. We are both online there. You can just click in a question to Rhonda or to me, and it will be handled live on the air. If you want to stay anonymous, we can do that too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I understand that sometimes things can be very sensitive. If you want to stay anonymous, that's fine with us. Just give us your question and we will handle it for you. No problem at all.
Okay, well, we'll see you all back after the break in about 3 minutes.
Back after the break. Rhonda has her Kuan Yin cards ready. You can call in live to the show for a reading. Please dial 001 from outside the United States and then 347-838-9142. So that's 347-838-9142. Or you can go to the show page, click the Skype button, and it will lead you to Skype. Also there, get click on call, pick from the drop-down menu the dial pad and press 1 so we can pick you up and bring you live on the show, and then you can ask Rhonda what you would like clarity about and she will help you out with a reading. So that would be nice. What you just heard is an 800 times slowed down recording of angels singing. So that was a little background info about that. Rhonda, so much. I'm not even going to try to mention it all here live on the air. But for a very, very long time, I did not know that besides all the herbs and the salves and the oils and whatnot that you use, you also had, let's call it, gifts. And I was like, huh? And you too? You know, people come in your path for a reason because you never mentioned it. But all of a sudden you said something that you did readings and I was, oh, really? And then you came out with a whole stack of card decks. You had so many. I was like, oh, really?
I have a special angel box that holds all of my tarot cards. And I have probably 25 different decks. All going from Celtic to Chinese to Native American sacred animals to totem cards to, you know, Tree of Life cards to the new fifth tarot, which involves earth, wind, air, water, and the ethers. And it's just really kind of amazing. They always come into my path when they're needed the most and usually show up through a gift or something like that to me. And it's just been really interesting to learn them, read them, get comfortable with them, and see how it all says the same thing, but it can be dressed in a different package so that you hear it in a different way. Yeah. And that's what I like about the Kuan Yin cards oracle, is that it has a lot to do with the divine feminine and being gentle with yourself and loving yourself and giving yourself permission to move forward. I pulled a card for the show tonight specifically with the thought of Nepal in mind, because as most people, well, not most people probably know, some people know that I've hosted Miley Lama when she was here in yes. Colorado and had her
on
my property.
We did two
Yes, she did two shows, and we still haven't heard definitely if she's okay or not. We've heard that she's in her hometown, not actually in Kathmandu at the moment. But none of us are really sure, and some of us are getting some very strange feedback as far as our inner guides, as to that it's very quiet. So we don't know how safe she is, really, because a lot of this earthquake even went into India and China and other places and killed people as well, not just in Tibet. And, you know, I'm pretty connected with people around the world anymore due to the type of shows I do and the type of work I do. And I do work on Skype. If anybody would like to have a reading or work with me on Skype to be able to find out what sacred oils to use and what type of stones and that type of stuff and see where you're blocked, you can always reach me on Skype at birdsnest57. I've been there for quite some time. And then you can also go to the Shawls of Love and Hugs, which is a shawl project and a baby blanket and anything that's comforting, homemade, that goes and takes care of people that are infused with prayer and compassion and hope. And I'm hoping that that will go worldwide. The day I released it was on Martin Luther King's birthday. And my whole idea is that a dream is never too small or too big. You know, this was a dream of mine to do, and it has gotten bigger than I anticipated. And a lot of babies have been healed in the NICU, you know, in the ICU, neonatal, you know, ICU for these little tiny babies that are being born addicted and being born diabetic. And one of the days that I dropped the blankets off for the babies and shawls for the mothers, two babies within a week were allowed to go home when they didn't think they'd go home for months.
Really?
Yes. And, you know, and it's the power of infusing them. I send them with Himalayan salt stones, all the blankets and the shawls that I send out or take out and deliver. And they're infused with love and hope and compassion and all the things that I needed when I was healing from my own really bad health experience in the last 2 years. And I was given shawls and different gems at the time to help me. And those shawls made me feel like I was being hugged by someone or by the world, actually, and that I was being supported in my struggle and that I was going to make it through it, but that I had to keep moving forward. And then there's also the ceremony and healings page for the individual and the land. And those both are on Facebook, and you can find them both there. And, you know, I mean, I just really encourage people, you know, the biggest thing that we can do to make this world turn around is by showing compassion. You know, we don't know what the next person's going through or what their day is like. You know, maybe they are in a bad mood, but maybe they really had a bad experience that day. You know, maybe you just need to one up at it and pray for them rather than finding fault with them.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yes. Oh, my God. Yeah. You're so right.
And that is so much of what I've learned from these shamans, is that it's the compassion, the love, the care, the hope, forming community, you know, instead of being so separate and being me, myself, and I. You know, I call it the personal menage a trois, you know, it's me, myself, and I. That's the only thing that's important, you know, and it's like, no, you can't do that. You know, and not if we're going to make this world a better place and we're going to come to a place where we're at peace with everybody's differences rather than having our own opinions of why ours is right and theirs is wrong. There is no right or wrong in the divine. In the divine, it's all equal. You know, I believe that my God's got such a vivid imagination that he gave us hundreds of choices to come. To commune with them, you know, if it's a woman or a man or a mixture of both, or it doesn't have any gender, you know, whatever works for you. But bottom line is we don't have a right to push any of that on any one person. All we can do is be the light that's under the bushel basket that gets, you know, seen in the dark, you know, because so many people are walking around dark in the dark.
That shed a little light on those people.
Exactly. You know, and share your light. It's not your personal light. It's a light that you've been given by the divine to share with the world. You know, and my biggest problem had been for a long time of not allowing people to see who I really was, because I didn't want anybody to question my indigenous upbringing, my indigenous beliefs and that type of thing, because I'd been raised very strict Mennonite. But Mennonites are all about peace and not war and not, you know, trying to find out who's better than the other one. All they want, and the first things Mennonites do when they go into foreign countries is they build schools so that people learn how to read and write.
Yeah.
You know, and that's so important. You know, if we don't know how to read and write, we can't communicate what we're really feeling even to ourselves.
Yes, it makes a big difference. Also for your chances in the world, you absolutely have to be able to read and write. Illiterate people are still, you know, many, and sad to say, even in the Western world, there is a lot of people that cannot read and write. Also younger people, because they just, you know, fall out of the boat somehow. Rhonda, let's just a tiny remark or question, or however you want to receive it. People usually think that for a reading they need to have a special question. You can also just ask, like, okay, I don't know what to ask, but maybe if you just, you know, shuffle the cards, maybe a card jumps out, or maybe the first card on top will give me the message that I need to hear. And
exactly.
That often helps. That is often, it works really well. Because you cannot pick a card yourself, because you're not with Rhonda at the moment. So Rhonda shuffles the cards in your name. Let's give him a little taster, just, you know.
Okay. Well, part
just
of what I
did. Just pick one out for me.
Part of what I did today, before I started the show, is I smudged my area. I lit candles in reverence. And then I chose which deck or oracle I would work with. And Kuan Yin is one that is very feminine and very healing and very loving. And the card that came out to me was Weave the Future Golden. Something is good coming your way. Kuan Yin urges you to weave your future into the present moment, to call in and draw to you the opportunities, teachings, circumstances, and synchronicities waiting for you that will enable your soul to live its divine destiny with greater abundance, bliss, and creative fulfillment. And, you know, I think that's what we all want, is we want to be fulfilled.
Yes,
you know,
absolutely.
In such a beautiful way. And, you know, I could do a short guided meditation where people just kind of close their eyes, take a nice deep breath in, and do that three times. Now just imagine yourself wherever you feel the safest at. And if it's a beautiful oriental garden, if it's a mountainside full of spring flowers, or if it's on a beach where you can feel the waves lapping at your feet. But as you come here, you're going to see a building up on the hill, and you're drawn to that building. And as you enter into that building, you realize you've walked into the divine's home. and it's beautiful, and it's all alabaster white, and it's very pure. And you open the doors to this big room, and there are seven entities there waiting to speak with you because you are so important to this time and this place in this universe. And as you're sitting there with them, see who appears to you. You know, if it's Kuan Yin, the Mother Mary, if it's, you know, a sacred animal, a deity that, you know, has lived a life on this earth and you have a very high regard for them. If it's Albert Einstein, Tesla, the Dalai Lama, John Pope Paul II, you know, whoever it is, or if it's Sister Teresa, who shows total compassion and lived this life on this earth, you know, and worked with lepers. You know, whoever's there, listen to them. See what they have to say to you. What does it mean to you to have these seven people in your table to dine and to share sacred food with that are there to answer your prayers? But you have to say them to them. You have to let them know what your wish is, what you want to do in your life, what you want to change in your life. Because they're only here to help us, but we have free will. So until we ask, we cannot receive. You can't receive with a clenched fist. Your hands have to be open. And with that, in those open arms of yours, allow them to come to you and hug you and hold you in that divine space. Taking another deep breath in. And going a little deeper, where you can feel them, touch them, smell their essence. If it's frankincense, rose, myrrh, thyme, rosemary, lavender, whatever, or roses, you know, any type of fragrance or smell that means something very special and sacred to you. Sandapala wood, if you're in Peru, or sage, if you're in the Americas, you know, or juniper, you know, and just allow that essence and that plant to teach you. And after we finish the meditation, I want you to write about these and look at it and see what message they have for you and what flowers and gems they're pointing out to you to work with. Because there's something in everything. This Mother Earth was not made by mistake, and she has many healing powers. And the Sacred Mother takes joy in us learning about her sacred medicine, to which I've spent 25 years doing, and that's what makes it so divine, is that it's a gift. It's not something I come up with, and it's not something you're going to come up with. It's something you're going to, all of a sudden, the right person's going to show up in your life. The right moment's going to show up in your life. And as you're in this sacred space, just imagine taking in a nice deep breath and remembering that smell of being in that sacred space, whatever the essences are. You know, and every time you want to go to that sacred space, all you've got to do is close your eyes, take a few deep breaths, and come back. It's your place of safety, your place of knowledge, your place of wandering, you know, as to where you're going to go, who you're going to be, and giving yourself and surrendering to the divine to be an instrument that they will use, and through that you will have the most joyous life that you can imagine, because it's the divine making it happen rather than you and your ego, because our egos tend to get us into a lot of trouble at times, and other times that's what causes us to fight to live. You know, I mean, I've seen both sides of the ego in myself. And with that, you know, I slowly want you to take some nice deep breaths in and out. And with that, slowly tap your feet. Give yourself butterfly hugs, and that's where you cross your arms across your chest and move your hands like butterfly wings and tap your feet to bring yourself back into this moment and to bring that beautiful image that you've developed in your mind in these last few minutes to be your safe place and where you can go, even if you need to go to the bathroom and hide out for a few minutes at work. You know, just do that so that you feel safe and start finding a new dialogue with yourself of only positive things, you know, and things that are an affirmation to who you want to be and become. And remember, no dream's too small or too big for the divine. We just have to allow them in to help us with it. Because we're just souls on this planet in a human body having a human experience. And the soul is so hungry for all these experiences and to feel all these different feelings and emotions and taste really good food. And, you know, they have a joyous time. You know, when I work with the fairies, they love jelly beans, of all things. You know, and they love to interact in a playful way. And they're beautiful little light beings. You know, when you see dragonflies and fireflies, remember that, you know, those are some type of divine being as well. You know, they're not just a bug to squish or to get freaked out over. Maybe they're telling you to pay attention to your dream time, you know, and just totally go into whatever it is you feel in your divine space and knowledge, you know. And you can reach me at, you know, on Facebook at Rhonda Harrison on Facebook, or on the two pages I have, Shawls of Love and Hugs, or you can go into Ceremony and Healings for the individual and the land, and I can find people that can come and do clearings for you, or we can do them distantly and I can do them for you. I mean, I've done a lot of house clearings, you know, with a lot of vibration, which helps get all those spirits jostled about so that they'll leave, you know, and bring in the good. You know, whatever works for you, you know, start searching that out. That's all I can say is, I mean, mine started with, you know, leaving my worldly life, you know, 25 years ago and leaving my addiction behind to cocaine and alcohol and to come forward with, you know, listening to the divine and listening to the God that's within me, however that pans out. And it's really stretched me in 25 years, and I'm finding that, you know, it's a really beautiful place. And with that, Annemieke, I'm going to let you take over the rest of the show.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, I'm speaking from the divine. I, you know, I don't even know totally what I just said, but I know that it's divine. It's meant for someone who's listening. If you reach it on the archive, it's just as good 20 years from now as right now in this moment.
Absolutely.
You can experience the same beautiful healing, because none of us know what the world's going to be like in 20 years. But you know what? These archive shows are going to be there with the oral traditions, with the guided meditations, with the healing properties. And all you've got to do is retune in and re-up to the next level.
That's an absolute fact. I look regularly at the stats, and then I see, you know, again, people get the shows from the archives. Again, a particular show has been extra listened to because people in other parts of the world, and we really stretch around the world with our, you know, aligned network in Boston. People just type in a certain amount of tag words and they come on our shows. And they go looking in the archives with the same tag words, and oh my God, you know, they start looking from one show to the next, to the next, to the next, and they find all the healing shows, and there are many. And indeed, I've had lots of people over the past 2 years who had done healing and meditation and things like that live on the show. And like Rhonda, afterwards, they don't know what they said because they are in complete trance. You are then, you know, when you do that, you are in a trance. Your words just come from the divine straight through your mouth, and you have no clue what happened.
Exactly. And then you just kind of go, you know, bless the spirit that spoke through me, because, you know, that's, I mean, I'm just a vessel, you know.
Yes, we all are.
I'll pour it out, you know. And,
oh, yeah.
You know, and that's what I like about it is that there's no real structure. I mean, I've been in nature all weekend and got to find wild owl feathers and turkey feathers to make some more healing fans and feather fans that I make. And people are just, you know, are just like, what do you mean you're in church, you're in nature? And I said, well, everything God made is out here.
Yeah.
Or goddess or the divine or however you want to put it, you know, and you can't really mess it up as long as you're out there in the universe, in the nature of, you know, hug a tree and see what they really feel like, you know, and see what that soul is trying to tell you. You know, trees show up for different reasons. I have red-winged blackbirds that are showing up right now, and it's mating season, and I've only seen them when I lived in Boulder, and I used to walk this trail all the time. My mom's like, I've never seen those here before. I said, they're following me. Don't worry. They're just wanting to check it out, wanting to know what I'm doing now. You know, they're out there showing off their red part of their wings, and they only do it when they're in mating season a lot.
Yes.
And they make this certain sound, and it was just like, they're black as pitch black, and then they'll puff up, and underneath their wings are these beautiful red feathers that are bright cardinal red. And it's just like, okay, I'm here. See ya.
Yoo-hoo, can you see me?
Yeah, exactly. And they're like, yeah, we see you. Do you see us? Because
they
want to make
sure
what
I'm doing.
Yeah.
They are like, okay, Rhonda's doing something new. Let's find out what it is.
Exactly. You know, and, you know, God bless every one of you that are out there, you know, and don't take that in the formal sense of, you know, a damning God. I mean, in a very loving sense, bless you because you're here, you're showing up, and you're listening to what the divine is saying. And with that, you know, I don't have anything else to say other than you can always reach me at www.hummingbirdhealingoils.com. I do have a comment page there where you can, it will email me to my email. And, you know, I do have an assessment and checklist on there. If you want to fill it out, I can totally do a complete reading with oils and stones. And I have, you know, different testimonials there that talk of people who have been agoraphobic for years and were ready to commit suicide. And upon meeting me and doing the work, they're now out in the world saving animals and doing other things.
Yes, absolutely. And you've done it for me some time back, and I can absolutely say it was amazing.
So with that, we're down to 3 seconds, Annamika.
Okay, calm down. See you next week, everybody. Thank you for calling in, and see you next week. Rhonda, thanks for the evening, and see you next week as well.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.